The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Shining down.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden and somewhere, I don't know whether Roberta's lurking about or not. So it's a good thing for all of us that Jennifer is back. She may not be able to see, but you don't have to be able to see to talk. You can talk. You don't have to be able to see anything.
Yeah, now that I can be upright, it's a lot easier. It would have been a problem, I think, because I've been laying on my flat, not a pillow, flat on my side for 2.5 weeks.
You've been reporting on that. That must have been not much fun.
But I miss
you sound
guys.
Good. We sound, your voice sounds good. So describe briefly, because you haven't been on the air since you had the malady. The last time I saw you was at lunch the day of the event.
I know, and we took so many cute pictures, which I'll post. Roberta, Doug, Warren Eckstein, we all got together for lunch. We had this great day. We took a bunch of pictures. We had a lot of fun. And I brought my mom along to the lunch. And I was like, guys, I'm going to the eye doctor after this. I, you know, need my ride. And I walked into the eye doctor, and they started doing the tests on me. And they said, okay, focus on, you know, the balloon test. When you sit at the machine, you look for the balloons. And I said, what balloon? And I realized at that point I was in real trouble, which then I may have cried a little.
A little, really?
Yeah, and so my eye doctor said, we need to get you to a specialist right away. She wasn't quite sure what was wrong with me, but it was 5 o'clock, and she called a specialist who also takes care of my dad, so we keep it in the family. And he agreed to see me, and I had an emergency procedure that day, which he told me I had a double detached retina, and that my right retina, in my left eye, my right retina was also weak but not detached. And he said, when you're really nearsighted and you can't see a lot, your eye is a different shape, and your retina stretches thin to try to cover it. And when I had bronchitis, I probably coughed myself blind. Although I wish I had a much cooler story to say, you know, I was in some sort of big fight.
Well, there's the headline.
Defending the country.
Myself blind.
Yeah. Exactly. So he did a procedure that day where he froze a piece of my eye. It was like a cryogenic procedure.
No, I heard he froze your embryos, no?
He did. At the same time, I just said, hey, while you're down there, buddy, could you take out make a deposit into the freezer? And so then he put a gas bubble in that's supposed to hold that spot. And once the gas bubble goes in, you're supposed to be in positioning, laying on your side flat to hold the space that's weak. And so I did that. And then over the course of the last few weeks, I've endured torture involving making the bubble bigger because they wanted to keep that. It was pretty bad. It was a bad detachment. And I'm laughing and feeling good about it now. But I think if I had waited another day or so, I probably wouldn't be laughing. So go to the doctor, kids. Don't just wait around.
You know, I've been talking.
I had laser surgery. Did my dad tell you about that?
No, I didn't hear that story.
So after I started healing, the doctor said last Monday that he wanted to use the laser to shore up the pieces that hadn't healed on their own to make it nice and flat. And I am telling you, it was like I was being interrogated by space aliens. It hurt like you would not believe. And my dad, I think, has a whole new respect for me because he was sitting in the room watching it happen. Yeah. As the laser machine, he'd keep amping it up. It would say 200, 300, 400.
I think I told you the story of my doctor, the eye doctor, they call him McDreamy, told me to get a new procedure that stitches a contact lens into your eyeball.
Why would you want it stitched?
You go first,
eyeball.
because it doesn't come out. Then you don't have to wear glasses at all anymore. And I actually am thinking about getting it done.
Would that only be for people who are not LASIK candidates?
It's not the same thing, Victoria. It's a different sort of procedure. LASIK doesn't affect both nearsightedness and farsightedness. As far as I understand, it only affects one or the other.
Well, you can actually do, like William Shatner, actually, and I did LASIK the same week. Trip over that name I dropped.
Right.
He did one eye though for up close and one eye for distance. And apparently, even though that sounds horrible, I guess your eyes adjust and you can.
Does he have to ride down the road with one eye closed and then read a book with the other eye open?
Rich, no. That's what freaked me out about this. I asked the doctor because I can't see. I can't see anything out of my left eye until this bubble shrinks. I said, can I drive? Because I've been not able to drive. And he goes, sure, you only need one good eye in California.
Right.
Trust me, I shouldn't be driving right now.
So I'm on
a self-imposed drive break.
But what I find most interesting about this is the attention to gas in your eye. I've always been told the gas, when it is, you know, I have my little bits and pieces, and I'm told it's bad. So apparently some gas
is
good.
Well, no, gas in your eye, trust me, especially your kind of gas. Is not good for any girl to have in her eye.
Yeah.
And the gas.
You wouldn't want that kind of gas in your eyeball.
And the gas that I have in my eye, he also told me, and this is the other part, it's like it was one thing after another. You know, you've got a double detachment, your right eye is bad. And then he said, and by the way, once we put the air bubble in, you're the gas bubble, you're going to need to have cataract surgery in 2 years. So here I am, under 40 kids.
Nice,
you can take me out to the early bird buffet, I'll be having cataract surgery.
If you don't have this cataract surgery is pretty much the same as I was just describing. That's what I don't have cataracts, but he said it's the same as cataract surgery, except at the end they place the contacts in your eye. So they take out whatever is there and put the other. So
trust me, after everything you've been through, the cataracts will be the easiest part of what you're going through.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it's been pretty painful, and I've had lots of stuff, but man, oh man, am I grateful, because seriously, if this had been before the invention of all this stuff, I would have been sitting here with a patch on my eye. So thank God. And by the way, lots of messages on Facebook and Twitter and in emails, and I just want to thank everybody. Because it really did. I was really laying low because I just didn't know what the outcome was going to be, and I didn't want to be posting sad songs. And so I just really appreciate all the nice things.
Movies always make me cry. All right, so
why do you got to sing badly over top of her trying to appreciate everybody?
What do you mean sing badly? Victoria, do you think that was bad?
It was horrible.
Yes. No. What was it? What was it? I don't know what it was. It's genuine. I don't know what that is.
It's Doug singing. Welcome to the party.
Good for you. All right, 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day Program. Hello.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Weldon, New York. Drink responsibly.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS.
Available at CVS.
You want me to sing some more? We ought to move on probably into something
you probably ought to move
much
on.
More exciting. The Secret Service reports today that they caught a man who came up to the White House fence, threw his backpack over the fence, and climbed up on the fence to get into the White House grounds.
What could go wrong?
He was...
Usually the whole backpack throwing over the fence just is a lot of fun at the
right,
White House.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was captured, arrested... without incident, and his name has been withheld, pending more investigation. The Secret Service says that because they've been criticized in the past for doing an inadequate job at preventing these kind of incidents, they were on alert. So the guy only threw his backpack over the wall. He didn't get all the way over the wall. Boy, that makes me feel a whole lot better. That's
no
really...
kidding.
I'm surprised Trump hasn't wanted to build a new wall around the White House.
Well, they are building
another
a new wall,
wall he can build.
Yeah, they're building a new wall around the White House. They're going to have a double fence, and the first one is going to have those little spikes on it.
Right.
And they've been waiting. Everybody's
what
like,
go wrong there.
Well, what's wrong? Where have you been? Why haven't you put the spikes on it already?
Why don't they just do barbed wire like my neighborhood?
They should electrify
people out.
That would look great around the White House. Well, that's what the second fence is going to have. It's going to have electricity.
Yeah, zap them. Hey, can I have a follow up? Can you guys help me? Because it's so weird when you can't really read the news and you're just at the mercy of what you can hear on TV, which is mostly Trump and Cruz attacking each other's wives.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to the guy that went in and shot the tourist booth up at the White House? Did we hear whatever happened to that guy?
He's going
to
be on the Olympic gun team.
Oh, you don't know either. Great. What are we going to do?
He's
what
got
about that guy?
The Zika virus. I don't know. Who knows what's going on with those guys? Yeah, you know, was it me or was last Friday a bust for April Fool's Day? It didn't seem like there was much of anything going on. Yeah, well, maybe that was why it was a bust. What did you do? Was that the April Fool's
thing?
Nothing,
because you weren't here.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I felt like. Well, I'm just looking at some of the other things that were tried.
Wait, you took a day off?
Actually, I didn't. It was a forced day off.
Actually, Verizon and I plotted together against you. April Fool's. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's your April Fool's joke.
We took your ISDN out.
Yeah, the reason that I'm an April Fool is because I still do business with Verizon. And the fact that the Verizon people are so clueless. They were here at 8 o'clock in the morning to do what would have been a 2 or 3 hour job that should have been at noontime. At 7 o'clock, I was on the phone with some regional director. And he said, I'm trying to do the best thing I can because I hear you're some sort of radio personality and you might not speak well of us on the air. And I laughed out loud at him.
Did he call you some sort of radio personality?
That's right. You're pretty smart, radio Charlie.
Personality. Yeah, right, exactly. That's in the same league with Where Is My Car? Which anybody who wants to transport a car and uses CAA, which is supposedly the largest car transporter. When I left California 2 weeks ago, that car was on a truck. It has yet to find its way to me. The last time I heard, they didn't know where it was, and they weren't sure when it was going to be delivered. So today we're going to the police to put a stolen car report out on it because nobody knows. The guy who's the broker doesn't know where it is. The people, they claim that the truck broke down somewhere in Pennsylvania or New York. Okay, so fine. So get the cars off of the truck and bring them. Well, you got the car sitting on the truck for how many days? So I would say if you're training, and that's a business that's full of thieves. Most of them work with or could be involved in this business with Vladimir Putin.
Maybe they're trucking it on up to Boston with some baked beans and beer like Smokey and the Bandit, Doug.
It could be it, Richie. Yes, right. Well, the baked beans would be fine. I don't need the beer.
I'll eat the beans.
21 past the hour here on Good Day.
We'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Male Vocalist of the Year at the ACM Awards dinner and show last night. For this year, the winners include Jason Aldean, who is the Entertainer of the Year, Chris Stapleton, who you're listening to there, Male Vocalist of the Year. Jen, what can you tell us about him?
Well, people came to know him. I still don't think he's had monster hits, but yeah. People came to know him at the last CMA award show because he performed with Justin Timberlake. And I'll remember that. The video went viral. The performance went viral.
Yes,
and his star has been on the rise, really, since that moment.
So what is there about the Academy? This is overdone, in my opinion. The Academy Country Music Awards, the Country Music Association Awards. Why do they have so many of these?
That has awards. A lot of country award shows. Well, why not? Country's great. Hand out the awards, Dougie. Make it rain.
But I want to know who the real performers are, and do they all agree, usually? Or
which one is the Oscars?
The ACMs.
The ACMs.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stapleton was the winner of Male Vocalist of the Year. Miranda Lambert won for Female Vocalist of the Year.
While we warm up here with Miranda,
right, yeah.
She stepped out for the first time with her new boyfriend, Anderson East.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he like?
He's a singer, but he's not Blake Shelton, remember? She used to be married to Blake. Now Blake's with Gwen. She's with Anderson.
Yeah.
Right, so which one of them upgraded?
Blake. Yeah. Definitely. Although I love Miranda Lambert. If I I were dating, I'd choose her over.
I mean of the new people they're dating.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. Miranda's new guy is not that cute, and Gwen Stefani's super hot, so Blake fits better in the new.
I would choose Miranda over Gwen Stefani, even though Gwen Stefani I think is very
really?
Hot. Miranda's screaming.
I think she's
really.
Yeah.
I like Trisha
Yearwood. She looks like she could hurt you. Yeah, I like her too.
Miranda Lambert, who said she could hurt you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with her.
He's got that new look that young men have. They always look confused about like what time of day it is, you know?
Who's that, the guy she's with?
I don't know. Just there's a look with 20-something-year-old men. They just have a constant state of confusion or angst on their face, and he has that. I don't know. You tell him getting...
like Asian people.
But he's just like that.
Nice. Next is, let's see, Little Big Town, the winner of Vocal Group of the Year at the ACM. In a battle of her perfume, I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe
this song got them in trouble on country radio for a while because it's called Girl Crush. This is actually a really pretty song. I don't know anything about country music, but and I've never heard this, but it's very pretty.
And the Little Big Town, they're not 20-year-old kids, are they? They're like 40-something, right?
Little Big Town? They are... Yeah, they're probably early 40s, I'd imagine.
Okay.
They could still run with us in Vegas, Richie.
They can't hang with me and you.
All right, let's see. What else do we got here?
Single record of the year, Die a Happy Man, Thomas Rhett. The winner of that is... So this is the Academy Awards of Country Music Day. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Tax-related ID theft, the most common form of identity theft reported last year. Criminals are more creative than ever, and that's why it's important to protect yourself from their scams. Brian Osich details on how you can protect yourself.
Fraudsters are ready for this year's filing season, and your tax refunds are top prize. Dan Conzen, campus chair for University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology, says it's important to protect your personal and financial data online and at home.
Always use security software with firewall and antivirus protections. Encrypt sensitive files such as tax records you store on your computer, and always use strong passwords and change them often.
Conzen also warns of thieves posing as your bank, credit card company, or even the IRS.
Don't be fooled by criminals who place threatening phone calls or send alarming text messages. These thieves also use phishing scams via your email, so don't click on links or download attachments from unknown addresses.
And what about paper documents?
Keep your Social Security card in a safe place and make sure your tax records, credit card statements, and receipts are also securely stored away.
For more information on University of Phoenix cybersecurity programs, go to phoenix.edu/technology. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
You want me to sing again? I haven't sung.
No, I don't want you to sing again. No, no? Singing, please.
Tell
the time, please.
Love me, baby. It is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now. for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mothers and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and good day. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, working our way through a number of different things that are trending today. Two people were killed at DougSteffen.com. That's a mixed metaphor. It's not right. Wait, let me try this again.
No one died at DougSteffen.com.
No. The trending stories. I want to get trending stories from Jennifer and from Victoria. But my trending stories at DougSteffen.com include, but are not limited to, the story of the Amtrak train that derailed after hitting a backhoe near Philadelphia.
What was wrong with the front one?
There it is. Thank you, and come back tomorrow. Sorry. The story of the Panama Papers, this is something that really is intriguing. There's all kinds of juicy stuff here. The Panama Papers leaked yesterday. For those of you who don't know the story yet, this is sort of the global network of offshore companies that help those who are rich hide their assets. And there isn't one American on the list. So all those of you who do, we got to get more money out of the rich because we got to help their supply, we're take care of people who don't have any money. We want all their money. No, that's not what this is about. This is a way of just being crooked. And the chief crook and bottle washer here is Vladimir Putin, who apparently has organized and orchestrated this thing, as near as I can tell, to benefit, among others, the global military-industrial complex and those who benefit. It's not so much the companies, it's those people who bet by buying stock in these companies. They know the inside. This is very complicated, actually, and I don't mean to make it complicated, but maybe the bottom line here is that you understand that Putin has put together with a Russian bank a way for a lot of people who have a lot of money to hide it. But I don't even get the benefit for people like the king of Saudi Arabia. He can do what he wants. He doesn't have to worry about taxes or anything else. There are a couple of other Middle Eastern leaders who are in this list, but the Brits, there are former prime ministers of some important countries that are involved in this thing. It's a there are 11.5 million records that were released yesterday that show what's been going on here. There are businessmen, criminals, celebrities, sports stars who have done two things. They have invested in military-industrial complexes, and thus you see why Vladimir Putin wanted to go to Syria to ramp up the value of the stocks in the companies that he is helping to preserve. And then you see who else is involved in this. But a lot of people have bet a lot because they had insider information, and that's where some of the wealth comes from. I thought it was really pretty, it's really fascinating to see how this is doing, and it has done very well for the people who were involved. It just, it's crooked. It's just as crooked as could be.
It's disturbing. This may be a dumb question, but is there any agency or any type of governing body that can do anything about this?
Nope, no.
Because so we just have to live with it, with this knowledge.
We don't have to live with it, but we know it, and maybe it'll shame some people into
reality. Yeah, you just know who you're dealing with.
In their own countries, like the president or premier of Iceland, will have some splaining to do. A lot of British members of parliament.
Can you let him just have a little fun? I mean, he's so boring. He's the prime minister of Iceland, for crying out loud. Yeah. Let him be. Let him off the hook, but everybody else pays.
All right, so what else is trending here? Australia says that, I'm so tired. You know, I pay no attention to these things. The continuing story of MH370, more debris was found someplace else, supposedly. So the debris is floating all over the place. Guess what? You can't bring these people back. You're not going to bring the plane back. So give them a rest, will you, please?
No way. Are you serious, Dougie?
What?
Don't you want to know the story, the real story?
I don't, because you're not going to find out what the real story
I'm
is.
I'm ready for the Lifetime movie on the real story of MH370. Yeah. Come on. It's interesting now.
Last week, while you were gone, there was a last Sunday, as a matter of fact, I talked about on the air on Monday, the profile study of what happened to TWA Flight 800 in 1996.
Right.
Coming back around to how much the government covered up, what was really going on, to what people knew and didn't know, to the answers that came and didn't come. The FBI covered this up. And it's so obvious. And this one-hour story, it was on one of the cable channels. I forget which one it was. But it was fascinating. I mean, I remember that like it was yesterday. It was a summer July morning. I woke up and turned on the television, and there were the pieces of this plane all over Long Island Sound. And they brought it up to the surface, put it in a warehouse, tried to put all the pieces together. And they knew what was the problem, but they never wanted to admit what the problem was. Meanwhile, as long as we're talking about airplanes and airlines and stuff, Alaska Airlines says it's going to buy Virgin America for $2.5 billion. I don't get this at all.
That's weird.
Makes
$2.5 billion.
Sense. No, but I don't get why they're buying it. It doesn't fit. They're two completely different types of organizations.
Alaska's a little more old-fashioned, but don't they co-share with American? I mean, why would they need to even
Alaska
buy?
Alaska does.
Yeah, right. why would they need
Virgin? It doesn't make any sense. Because Virgin, if Alaska prevails, and it looks like it's going to, the Virgin moniker goes away. I don't get... This was an airline that was seeded by Richard Branson. There were four or five American directors, including a guy that used to be president of American Airlines named Carty, who was a really bad guy. And so these people put in... They got their regulatory approvals. They've run a good airline. I don't care for the crap can Airbuses, but the way they handle people.
They're comfortable planes, and they're purple, and it's hip, and it's trendy, and you can do chats with people from your seat.
And Alaska planes are old and dirty.
Yeah,
there's nothing about these two that it makes. This doesn't make any sense to me.
But I've heard people make the argument that Virgin America never took off anywhere near where the expectations were. Oh yeah, no pun intended. But this might just be Virgin getting rid of an arm that wasn't really working. And it's all upside for Alaska.
Well, Not at $2.5 billion in cash, I don't see its upside, because unless they keep the Virgin name and they clean up their planes, there's nothing. People will go back to using who they were using before. They'll go to JetBlue. They'll go to the... They're not going to... People will not stay with Alaska just because they bought some of these routes. That Virgin has created a hub in Seattle. They've done a great deal of work on the West Coast that has been good. They've gone to many of the East Coast cities and performed well. As an airline watcher and somebody who flies a lot, it makes no sense to me. Most of the other things that have happened to consolidate the airlines, I didn't like it, but they made sense. When you put United together with Continental, you put Delta together with Northwest, you put America together with U.S. Air, you put Southwest together with AirTran, those all made sense. This doesn't make any sense.
So it would have made more sense to you if JetBlue had won this bidding war.
I don't understand why they're... Unless one of them, whoever, but the Virgin brand is better than JetBlue's brand isn't bad. Alaska's brand is not good.
Right.
There's nobody who runs to get on Alaska because they have the best
I actually love Alaska. They give you the cool prayer card, and the people are usually nice. And I actually like
prayer card.
Yeah, they.
Just
oh
in
yeah.
In case something happens, yeah.
You know I'm holding on to it just in case.
Wow, I did not know that. I've never flown that.
I don't like them at all. Anyway, here's the other airline story. Complaints rise. This is a shocker. Not. Airline performance last year improved in 3 of 4 key categories. The airline quality rating, which was released earlier today, found that U.S. carriers are doing a better job of landing flights on time, handling baggage, making sure everybody who had a ticket was actually on the plane. That's lovely. Generally speaking, the system is working better, says the co-author of the report. The rating is based on data from the Department of Transportation's Air Travel Consumer Report. Overall, 79% of flights landed on schedule versus 76% the year before. 9 of 13
and 4%
carriers. 4%
that never landed at all.
Yeah, right. United, Southwest American, and Delta improved their on-time arrival rate. Hawaiian Airlines was the most punctual, with an on-time rate of 88%. Spirit was the worst. Good God. What a piece of crap.
Spirit's like a
airline.
Bus that drives
it's not
in the
even
air.
That. It's an airline that has no business being. It's like Allegiant, some of these other airlines. It's just a...
But I actually would like to fly Spirit. I've never done it. But did you hear not so long ago there was that brawl that like busted out back in the coach cabin between two people for like somebody who carried a ghetto blaster on the plane was like shooting music? See, to me, after being home watching Maury Povich, Jerry Springer, and Steve Wilkos is my favorite, by the way. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Come on, short haul.
By the way, Virgin America had the best record handling baggage. This is interesting. And Alaska has the worst.
Well, there you go. That's interesting.
So maybe there
that
you
is,
go.
It's just, it still doesn't, it makes no sense to me whatsoever. All right.
Well, I do think a lot of these airlines are better because of Twitter and people putting them on blast.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely. Well, but the thing is, they still are getting away from the fact that American made a big deal out of putting peanuts back on the plane.
Hey, look, I'll take what I can get, all right?
I suppose, yeah. That's jaw-dropping. What goes on? Wait, 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. Spring cleaning might be a daunting task for some, but lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with the following brands to help your clean routine. Justine, what are your go-to cleaning and organizing ideas this year?
For a good all-purpose cleaner, I want you to check out 4 Monks Cleaning Vinegar. I like it because it's made from food-grade vinegar and is a non-toxic, eco-friendly cleaner that's safe for the whole family. It has a refreshing scent and comes in an easy-to-use spray bottle. You can find 4 Monks at Walmart Supercenters and HEB retailers. And for carpets, I recommend Bissell carpet cleaning formulas with Scotchgard protector. The Scotchgard acts as a stain repellent that repels spills, resists soils, and blocks stains to protect your carpet. They even have formulas specifically specifically for pet owners. And check out their ProHeat 2X Revolution Carpet Cleaner. Find all these and more at Bissell.com. And sometimes you simply need more space to be organized. Sparefoot has just launched an on-demand offering called Full Service Storage, where they send expert loaders to pick up, itemize, and transport your things to a modern and secure facility. When you need something back, they'll return your items for you. Find a location near you at sparefoot.com. Finally, make your home smarter and safer. Leo Smart Alert is a simple device that alerts you on your smartphone if your smoke or carbon monoxide alarms go off while you're away. You can listen and dismiss or notify local 911 from wherever you are. The free Leo app is available for iOS and Android.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Know-how!
Top shelf, the good stuff. It's harder to reach for a reason. You don't get it for just anybody, but your baby isn't just anybody. So this month, Napa is making the good stuff a little easier to get with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $5.79 a quart. So go ahead, treat her right, and get Castrol Edge for $5.79 a quart. She'll thank you later. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
47 at the hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Victoria and Richie and I here with the story of Drew Barrymore. Let me just say something for a second, though, because there are a lot of people just kind of waking up to this Panama paper thing. This is going to be the lead through the week because people are beginning to understand. This is why Edward Snowden is a fan favorite of mine anyway, because of what he exposed. This stuff needs to see the light of day. This thing is, I continue to read, every time I've gotten a chance in the breaks and stuff, I've been looking into these Panama Papers. There's all kinds of insight into this world that is a shadowy part of reality.
Shadow governments around the world.
It is, and it shows how the military-industrial complex cahoots with banks, lawyers, asset management companies. They manage the estates of these people who become fabulously rich, sometimes because of what they do on their own, and other times because of who they're connected to, the politicians especially, how they get connected.
Wow.
To these fraudsters and the drug smugglers.
You see, our most effective weapon against ISIS isn't troops on the ground. It's shutting down their monetary
money.
Flow.
Right, yeah.
And the same thing with Iran. What do we do with Iran?
And by the way, they're all over it. But these guys are the ones. This is why we have the war, though. This is it. This is why we have these wars. Because these guys can stoke the flames of the war. And because of their positions, and they gain from it in
unbelievable
ways.
Now that cash is digital, it will be a far more effective fight than when it was. I mean, it still is to an extent, currency that people are stealing or making or whatever it is. But now that it's digital, it's so much easier just to cut it off.
Yeah. Well, but you need to know that this is what's going on. All right, a moment for Drew Barrymore and her ex-husband, Will Koppelman, been married for, 3 years now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is this
such a storied relationship?
Well, how stupid is it to make your divorce announcement on April Fool's Day?
Oh, they did that?
Yes,
that's
it was
awesome.
On Friday when they made the announcement. It's like
they have two children.
Come on.
Olive, 3, Frankie, 1. Apparently haven't. I can imagine that given her past, that she probably has some baggage. I don't know anything about this guy. Excuse me.
I know, but don't you pull for her? I always pull for you.
I think she's done a nice job. I think she's very, very likable.
Yeah, and considering what she started with, she's come a long way.
Yeah, doing
she's
cocaine like so at nightclubs at nine, and you know, a mom, and she's turned it around.
Doing what so many of these other people do when, you know, you go back to Garland, you look at some of these people that have died because of their exposure. Judy Garland was on pills when she was nine as well. It's pretty tragic. So good for her. 50, not just getting divorced, but good for her, period. 51 after.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Since we haven't won a pennant in over 30 years, nobody recognizes us, not even in our own hometown.
That's why we carry the American Express card.
No matter how far out of first we are, it's cool. You know, it keeps us from getting shut out at our favorite hotels and restaurant-type places.
So you're looking for some big league club. Apply for that little green home run.
Look what it's done for us.
President Palmer.
People still don't recognize us, but
we're contenders now.
The American Express card.
Don't steal along with us. It's
my favorite movie.
That's a good movie.
So funny.
Yeah. You've been playing it. California Penal.
Never heard of it. How'd you end up playing there?
I stole a car.
That's all we got. One hit.
You can't say on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Euchre. Oh my God, it'd be great in that. So what you're doing is, well, you're paying attention to us, hopefully. This is our movie moments, Wild Thing by X. And they did the theme to Major League. It's the number one movie this week. I don't know how far back this goes, though, Richie.
Early 80s.
So the baseball season officially underway today.
And the entire Dodger team is on the disabled list. So sad. It's like we're on strike, all the replacement players.
If there's any game that's north of New York, it's going to get snowed out because we got snow coming down here big time. It's only 14 degrees here on the farm. Yesterday, this time, it was 23, warmed up to about 40, but right now, snow's coming down. It's like, hello, it's the middle of January.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with our report on the movies. Chucker is upset because his team lost.
Yeah, oh. Mets got killed.
So
last
let's time. Ask Victoria. So you're a New York girl. Do you are you a Mets or a Yankees girl?
I hate baseball, but I guess if I had to, I would personally just choose the Yankees, but my boyfriend is a massive Mets fan, so I kind of have to side with the Mets, but I don't really care either way.
I go Mets.
All right. That has nothing to do with the movie moments portion of the program. In a moment, somebody's going to tell us what did well at the box office here over the weekend.
We're talking baseball.
For that. Sport. 55 past the hour.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, let's look at this list of the big movies for this past weekend. I thought Batman versus, how does Chucker's head? Batman versus Superman, anyway.
Pennsylvania Chuck.
Would go away. But there aren't any good movies that have been introduced. Let's see, when did My Big Fat Greek Wedding
end? I thought for sure My Big Fat Greek Wedding, too, would knock Batman right off of the top of the list.
Got a track record. Batman and Superman, number one at the box office, taking about $52 million. Let's see, what is it, $261 million so far on that, so they made their money back anyway. Zootopia was in second position, took in $20 million. It's been around for 5 weeks, took in $275 so far, so there'll be another one of them. Isn't that an animated movie or something?
It is, yeah. It looks so cute, yeah.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Only taking $11 million. That was number three. Boy, look at the difference between the top.
By the way, Batman off 68%.
Yeah. The word of mouth is not good on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. My Big Fat Greek Wedding's taken in $36 million in 2 weeks. You won't see another one of those. God's Not Dead took in $8 million its first week. Was in the fourth position. Miracles from Heaven. So both of these are sort of Christian movies, right? Isn't that? The Miracles from Heaven, though, has been around for 3 weeks. Looks like a cute concept. It was Jennifer Garner. I'd actually like to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet.
That looks cute, actually, yeah.
I was going to wait until I could get somebody to go see it with me this weekend who finally is going to be back here. Let's see, who else? The Divergent series, $5 million. Oh, that's done. The last movie did nothing. $56 million after all that promotion.
Wow, look at this 10 Cloverfield Lanes, done $63 million.
Right. And what did he tell us? It took $14 million to produce it or something? Which cheap to produce. Meet the Blacks? I don't even know what that's about. That came out this past weekend. What's that about? Anybody know?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Me either. Eye in the Sky, which is quite a good movie. You should see Eye in the Sky. It hasn't done well at the box office, but it is a good movie. It's Helen Mirren's in it. The story about how our the navigational stuff works when it comes to
Meet the Blacks. All you need to know: Mike Tyson is one of the stars.
Okay. Deadpool was number 10. All right, so that's the list of the top movies this past weekend at the box office. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.